Are there any questions?
Repeat the last point.
Sure. Yes, yeah, start believing that your earthly good is dependent upon your heavenly mindedness. Yes, sir.
I had a question going back to something that you said earlier about exposing or communicating your reasons and your purposes and whatnot to your children. How do you balance that with training them to recognize that as your earthly representation of God the Father, that the secret things belong to the Lord God, and that God's not always under an obligation to tell us why he does things and ultimately show us the end, but there's an element of you need to trust me and you need to do this because of the relationship and not because I persuaded you, because I let you in on exactly where I was going and you bought into that?
Sure. Yeah, the purpose is not to defend our agenda. That's not what we're trying to do. Our purpose is to give them gospel purpose. We don't want to hide that from them. We want them to see why we're doing what we're doing. Yeah, there's certain things that maybe you take out the trash. Why? Because I told you to take out the trash. But the more we explain to our children, the more they will appreciate why we're doing what we're doing. And ultimately, we don't want to just be authoritarian because we can be. We want to help them grow with perspective to the Lord. And I just would say as an example, the scriptures. God does tell people what to do, but he does very often give a lot of explanation of why he tells us what he does. And that's so that we learn and can understand more about who he is and what he does so that we can respond to him the way that he is calling us to. So, yeah, I wouldn't try to necessarily make a compromise, somehow compromising your authority, feeling like you need to explain yourself all the time. The goal is to make sure they understand why we do what we do principally, so that they can buy into those principles and understand them and seek God as well, because we want them to do the same thing. And if we want them to do the same thing, then they're going to have to know why we're doing what we're doing. Good question. Any other questions?
Summarize the first point again, please.
Yes. Don't reduce the gospel down to the contents of a gospel tract. We have a tendency to do that. We're reductionist. We use the word gospel and we assume that it's, you know, four spiritual laws. You know, he preached the gospel. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, he gave an altar call. No. You preach about who God is, his redemptive purposes in Christ, how he's bringing things to fruition in Christ. That is God's redemptive purpose. Again, as I said before, the gospel is not a sidecar to the rest of God's program. It is the very priority of what he's doing and how he's doing what he's doing. Yes, ma'am.
Educate your girls differently than your boys?
Yes.
And can you explain that?
Yes. Well, boys have a different obligation than girls do. It's about the role that they're going to play in life, the jurisdiction that God is going to call them into, presumably, and it's our training to train men up to be leaders and fathers and husbands and to train our daughters up to be wives and mothers. And so that role is going to dictate much of what we do in our education. And the gospel's permeation then has direct application in those areas, because you can talk specifically about being a mother, being, what does Titus 2 tell us about discipleship? You know, older women are to train up younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be keepers of the home. So that is a specific application, and gospel permeation goes there. For our young men, you're going to be leaders in your home, you're going to be fathers, you're going to be husbands, and you have an obligation to lead. Gospel permeation goes there. So, yeah, really following those lines of the role and the jurisdiction that God has given them. Any other questions? Well, I think we're pretty much at the end of our time. And so I'll close this in prayer. And thank you for coming to this session. And I'll stick around up here for a little bit. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful that you have given us such rich blessing in Christ Jesus. You have not treated us as our sins deserve. You have given us every spiritual blessing in Christ, made us co-heirs with Christ. And I pray, Father, that if there is any here who is not depending upon Christ Jesus alone for salvation, rejecting their own good deeds to present before you as if those good deeds could save them and get them closer to you, and depending only upon Christ, and if there is anyone who has not repented of their sins, realizing that they are completely sinful before a holy God, that they would call out to you and know you. I pray, Father, for those of us who have been changed by the power of the gospel, that we would be submitted to the power that changed us, and that we would desire to have your power in every aspect of life. And we thank you for your sufficient word that guides us into the truth, and your spirit that guides us into all truth. And we praise you and thank you for what you have accomplished and are accomplishing. And we pray, Father, that you would reorient us in our hearts, that our minds would be about your glory and your purposes, and our agendas would be in submission to that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.